You in town, it's Joe Wiley, live on Radio 1 from Glastonbury Festival. It's time now for the latest news headlines. It's 11:30 and here is Dominic Byrne.
Digital. FM. Online.
This is BBC Radio 1.
Michael Jackson dies at the age of 50.
Newsbeat.
Michael Jackson has died after collapsing at his home in Beverly Hills. It's thought he suffered a heart attack. His brother Jermaine broke the news to the world.
Upon arriving at the hospital at approximately 1:14 p.m., a team of doctors attempted to resuscitate him for a period of more than 1 hour, and they were unsuccessful.
Newsbeat's U.S. reporter Jonathan Blake is in America with the latest.
Paramedics were called to Michael Jackson's house around midday. They tried to resuscitate him and took him to a hospital nearby. 2 hours later, he died. As the news spread, fans gathered outside the hospital in Los Angeles, some of them crying, others clutching tributes to the King of Pop. Michael Jackson was 50. He'd had health problems for some time. It's thought there'll be a post-mortem examination later to find out exactly how he died.
In Los Angeles, hundreds of his fans have been gathering all night outside the hospital.
People just want to remember him for all the great things that he did, all the fantastic music he created and his amazing performances.
Just watching his all act, it seems so surreal sometimes. It's so impressive. You know, it'll surely live on.
Michael Jackson was one of the world's biggest stars, selling a quarter of a billion records in his lifetime. Tributes have been coming in for him. Newsbeat's entertainment reporter Francis Cronin has more.
A moving tribute from Madonna, who says she can't stop crying. And Justin Timberlake says he was an inspiration and he'll always cherish the moments he shared on stage with him. Britney says she's devastated, while on Twitter, P. Diddy says he made music come to life and made him believe in magic. And Kelly Rowland posted, "This has got to be one of the saddest days in music history."
There have also been plenty of tributes at a very soggy Glastonbury, where fans heard the news this morning.
Michael Jackson has always been there for as long as I can remember. It's just kind of weird thinking that he's not there.
Everyone thought it was a joke at first, like this, but then people started checking the films and it was true.
And Sarah Jane will bring you the latest reaction from the festival in the entertainment news at midday. And then coming up on the Lunchtime Newsbeat, we have a special programme from the States on the death of Michael Jackson. We'll be looking back at his life and hearing reaction from fans and artists in the UK and around the world. That's Newsbeat at 12:45.
Joe Wiley.
Live from Glastonbury, BBC
Radio 1.